And today, Colin Letty will be chatting with Elizabeth Pappas. She's the new soon-to-be art director of the Burlington Arts Center. And Tammy McCoy, who will take over exclusive duties of the Capitol Theater and a major remodeling project. Now, here's Colin.
Start planning for this year's Snake Alley Art Fair. So lots and lots of great volunteer opportunities.
Snake Alley Art Fair, always a good time.
Yeah.
And it says here, beginning black letter calligraphy with Heather Beam. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm very excited about this. We haven't done calligraphy in a long, long time, and we have this amazing instructor. She does beautiful work, and we have two sessions of this. I think we may have one spot open on each day, so that there's a session that starts this Thursday and a session that starts this Saturday. So, and it's a six-week course. And what's fun about this class is you get your own calligraphy kit that comes with the price of the class. So you can take your materials home and practice and continue after your class ends. So very excited about that.
Calligraphy, it seems like a very interesting form of art. Not one I'm too familiar with, but it seems like it'd be a lot of fun.
We've had a lot of requests for it in the last while, so I'm really excited to have this as part of our programming this year.
For those of you who don't know, Elizabeth is set to take over running events for the Art Center Burlington. When exactly is that going to take place?
Yes, so July 1st. Tammy will be officially...
So it looks like you're going to have plenty of time to get her... really ingratiated with the Art Center and everything squared away before
it
takes over?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. And it says here, opening reception this Friday for Jane Elizabeth Schenck Art Exhibit. Season of Study, what exactly does that entail?
Yes, so Jane Elizabeth is a wonderful artist. She is born and raised in the Midwest, and her work, come check out her beautiful exhibit of her pastel work. And we will be having our regularly scheduled gallery lounge, which is also the opening reception this Friday, the 4th. Come here, live music by Jared Rugley. We have our cash bar, as always, and come take a look at her beautiful work.
And it looks like also this Friday is the Friday Night Art Hop.
Yes, always. First and third Fridays, Art Hop. Get your kiddos signed up. This class fills up quickly. Around Wednesdays, we usually see an uptick in registration. So, and this Friday's theme is Think a Mailman Day. So I think our amazing instructor will be facilitating a little project for the kids to give out to their mailman.
Oh, mailmen definitely.
Don't forget your mailman.
Do not forget them. They are vital.
All right.
And Black History Month inspired art projects.
Yes.
Obviously, February is Black History Month. And
right. We're doing some fun things. So this Saturday from 1 to 3, it's a free event, family event. Bring your families down, and we will have some fun, very interesting craft projects inspired by Black History Month. And we also are partnering with North Hill and Black Hawk Elementary School for our window display for February. They are working on a fun art project inspired by a Black artist, and that we'll have about 120 works by elementary students going into our window in the next week or so.
Absolutely.
So make sure to come stop by and see these students' work on exhibit in our window.
Definitely. Any other events going on that you'd like to highlight?
We have our Heart Golf event next Friday, the 11th. So stop in. There's no pre-registration necessary. Come in. It's $10. And you get to do a little miniature golf throughout our entire building. So
to celebrate Valentine's Day early.
Yes.
seems like a great way to celebrate an early Valentine's Day.
Yes, and this is an event that we've been doing for a couple years, and it's very fun, very family-friendly. All the golf holes have a love-inspired theme, so that'll be a fun night. We're also partnering with Downtown Partners to celebrate the weekend of Valentine's. So Saturday, February 12th, so next Saturday, we will be participating in these pop-up. We'll have a pop-up artist in our building. Ashi Panaka does charcoal portraits, and so she will be in our building from 10 to 3. Again, no registration required. Just stop in and admire her beautiful work and get a fun portrait.
And
done.
It says here, I see at the bottom, you are currently accepting applications for the Snake Alley Art Fair.
Yes. Please submit. Check out our website. Deadline is March 31st. So
awesome.
That's right around the corner.
Awesome. And we're going to shift gears here a little bit. Tammy, I understand you are in charge of some big things going on at the Capitol Theater right now.
Yes, we are. We're getting ramped up to do some remodeling, renovation, and hoping to create a social space that can attract a large variety of people.
I think I saw somewhere in the paper that one of the additions is some kind of box theater?
The Black Box Theater will be on the second level of the annex, and it will be a multi-purpose space and very flexible space, so we can move the stage around, the chairs around, depending on what we're doing in that space.
For those of you who are unaware, a Black Box Theater is a much more small, intimate setting for smaller scale shows. And I enjoy a lot of Black Box productions. I saw a lot of them in college. But let's get on to some events here at the Capitol Theater. New World's The Cradle of Civilization. This has been on our community calendar for a while.
It has. We're really excited to bring this documentary kind of concert film with Bill Murray and some musicians. So the screen legend Bill Murray and the world-renowned cellist Jan Vogler, also along with Mira Wang on the violin and Vanessa Perez on piano, are going to have a timeless mix of poetry and music, spanning from Bach to Van Morrison, Whitman to West Side Story. The wildly entertaining, humorous, and deeply touching program is infused with the one-of-a-kind charm of Bill Murray. This will be Wednesday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 5th, 7 p.m. nightly showings. Film tickets are $8 for adults, $6 for seniors, 65 and older, and children 12 and under. So
that
you need to come.
That sounds like a ton of fun, being a Bill Murray fan and spinning from Bach to Van Morrison. So it looks like there's something for everybody.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It's going to be really cool.
And down here, right below that on the sheet I'm looking at, is something, speaking of musical acts, I enjoy Shining Star Earth, Wind, and Fire Tribute Band.
Yes,
I am a big Earth, Wind, and Fire fan.
Oh, that's awesome. And this is, again, in honor of Black History Month, we are bringing in this tribute band that will, they're very 10 highly talented vocalists and musicians. They're going to harmoniously join forces to present Shining Star, a celebration of the four-decade-strong success, popularity, and resilience of one of the most successful musical stories ever told, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Concert tickets, priority seating for the first three rows are $45, and all other seats are $30. This will be Saturday, February 19th at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire, great. Proof to me that disco wasn't all bad. I wouldn't know. I wasn't alive during the disco era, but...
Oh, no. I was right in the middle of the disco area, and I rocked it, yes.
Nothing wrong with that. And here, Southeastern Community College, they're going to have a couple of things going on at the Capitol?
Yeah, right now they're starting rehearsals this month at the Capitol Theater for their production of Midsummer's Night Dream, directed by Jody Cook. Performance will be in April. And then lastly, what we have is we've partnered with the Burlington School District, and the Pieces After School program holds a monthly free movie showing during the school year for families of the program. So this Saturday morning will be Remember the Titans at 10 a.m.
That is a fantastic
it's a good one.
Film.
Yes.
Just being a colossal movie nerd, I absolutely adore that movie.
Yeah, it's
There's
great.
Just something about a lot of that period has a lot of great sports movies to me. But it looks like a lot of big things happening at the Capitol, the Arts Center, just downtown in general is bustling right now with things to do.
Yeah, we try.
Absolutely. Elizabeth Pappas and Tammy McCoy, ladies, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thanks for having us.